Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about God's omnipotence. This is one of the attributes that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in different ways. One of the verses which alludes to this sifat, this attribute of God, is the following verse: وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. And he is with you wherever you may be, and Allah sees best what you do. Regarding God's omnipotence, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once asked by Abu Ja'far regarding Allah's verse in the Holy Quran, and he is Allah in the heavens and the earth. This is another verse which alludes to God's omnipotence. So the Imam replied in the following: yes, similarly, he is in every place. Abu Ja'far, this person, this rawi, this transmitter of this hadith, he asked, in his essence, bidatihi, is he in his essence in every place? The Imam kind of understood what this person was alluding to, and he replied in the following way. He said, woe betide you, verily places are subject to limits and boundaries. Meaning places, if something is in a place, it becomes limited to that place. A place is like a boundary and a limit, which limits the thing which is in it. Then the Imam says, so by your saying that he is in a place in his essence, you are in fact compelled to say that he is contained in objects which are subject to measurement and size. He is, however, distinct from his creatures. He is, however, distinct from his creation, entirely encompassing what he creates in knowledge, power, control, authority, and dominion. So, in essence, the Imam here, he uses kind of a rational argument to say that, yes, God is in every place. That doesn't mean that every place is the place in which contains God. Like we would say that, for example, the water is in the glass. Like, for example, let's say that we poured water into 10 cups. We would say that this water is in all glass, in every glass. It's not... When we say that God is in every place, it doesn't mean that he is in the place encompasses it. Like when we say that the water is in all of the glasses and all of these glasses encompass the water. Because in this case, as like the Imam said, the Imam alludes to, these places would encompass God, right? And God would be limited. Whereas God is the muhit, right? Muhitan bima khalaq, as the Imam says, he encompasses everything. Things don't encompass him, or the converse is true, right? Right. So what does it mean then? The Imam doesn't allude to what this omnipotence actually is. The Imam was asked about the omnipotence. He affirmed it. He said it's true. Then the person asking the question, he kind of mentioned what he understood this omnipotence is, and the Imam rejected that interpretation of it. Said why it was wrong, but the Imam doesn't actually kind of allude to what God's omnipotence actually is, right? And how should we understand it, you know, without limiting his being, right? This is something that kind of needs to be discussed in its own place. It has been alluded to in other places, in other hadiths, and also in the Holy Quran as well, which we can leave for a further discussion in some of our other sessions. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at God's omnipotence in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.